This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives will vote this week on the impeachment inquiry to President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. National Security Council's Ukraine expert told the House impeachment inquiry that he was so concerned that President Trump urged Ukraine to investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Venman is an Iraq veteran, wounded in combat. He also came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are using that in questioning his loyalty.
That was despicable.
I think it's despicable.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, and Mazie Hirono shortly after Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell stayed out of it.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Earlier, number three House Republican Liz Cheney said America needs to be better than going after decorated veterans.
It is shameful to question their patriotism.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And details for much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.